Boom, we're live. My name is Patrick P.D. Delgado, the creator of the Spear and the AC MRSP's Life Principles. My co-host is my best friend, Kenny Candia, the ambassador of the Spear and the AC MRSP's Life Principles.
Spear is spelled S-P-P-R-R, which is an abbreviation for the five components of your life and how to manage each one individually. The first letter is S, and that's for spiritual. Next is P, and that's for physical. The next P is for psychological. R is for relationships, and the last R is for resources.
The premise of the podcast is education and fulfillment in each of those five components. The problem is there's a lot of misinformation regarding long-term success in any of those given components of your life. Applying the principles of your life sphere is the antidote to not knowing where to find long-term fulfillment. Remember, success is dependent upon the application of the information.
And because the principles that are taught here are unique every single week, this can't be found or duplicated anywhere else. So make sure to follow the weekly podcast and leave us a review and give us a comment.
Welcome to your Life Spear Podcast, episode 11. 11?
No, episode 12.
Welcome to your Life Spear Podcast, episode 12. Today is December 12th, Tuesday, 2023. Today we're on the towards the end of AC MRSP's. We're on the last P, which is practice. And so today that's what we're discussing on AC MRSP's is practice. So practice, if you could break it down, what would you say practicing is to you, Kenny?
Practicing, man, dude. I feel like if anybody watching this or listening to this, if they hear the word practice, something immediately comes in mind. And I think when I heard the word practice, I immediately thought of like Michael Jordan shooting free throws or LeBron James shooting three-pointers just over and over and over and over and over again. And practice, it actually makes you better, obviously, at a lot of things. But there's something I did want to point out, though, too. So, I mean, you could practice and do all the type of practicing you want, but if you're practicing bad, I mean, that's not good. It'll do you an injustice. So like I could practice shooting the ball, like just pushing it up like that every time, trying to just get it in the hoop. But I'm like, dude, I need to practice with good form, make sure my form's good. You know, I like the quote, practice makes perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. You gotta practice in a good way. You gotta make sure your form's good. You gotta make sure you're practicing in a good way, because you could practice bad habits and bad habits.
And so knowing the fundamentals of what you're doing, right? So exactly. If you're trying to achieve long-term success in whatever discipline or component of your life sphere, you're going to need to know what are the fundamentals of what you need to do on a daily basis. Those are your dailies, weeklies, monthlies, but specifically dailies. And so that's what that... and it's what it does is on a daily basis, you're able to self-correct as you're doing it. So, for example, you love exercising, Kenny. So when you're exercising, you were just explaining just a minute ago before we got started on a technique that your trainer was telling you about of how to, well, why don't you explain it?
Yeah, that's a static stretching to stimulate your chest muscles. So it's like, it was a superset, laying down, you're doing an incline chest fly. Say with the weight's relatively low, I was doing 35-pound chest fly, just going in and out, in and out, in and out. Do only 10 times, and then after my 10th rep, I hold the dumbbells near my chest down at the bottom, and I slowly open up my hands, and it stretches my chest muscle, and I hold it there for about 6 seconds, and I open up more and more and more, and the more and more I keep opening it up, the more and more it burns, the more and more lactic acid is getting into my chest muscles, the more it's stretching, the more, it's just like a pretty brutal way of getting a chest pump and working your chest muscle. And now I'm like, okay, cool, that's something I learned, I'm gonna keep doing that. Because my coach today, he mentioned it to me, there's two types of fibers. There's ones that are like on top of your muscle, and there's ones real deep inside your muscle that don't really get activated like that. And there's ways to get those super deep chest or muscle fibers into your muscles. It takes a different technique, and it takes practicing and practicing and practicing to get into those deeper fibers.
So you're deductively working on error correction. You're deductively reasoning, right? You're figuring out what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, but you're doing that because you're doing it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So we learn through repetition. As you're doing it through repetition on your daily basis, you're recognizing, and it's really self-observation. So interoception or interception. So a lifelong, I like this quote, of a lifelong period of deliberate effort to improve in a specific outcome, right? So whatever it is you're trying to achieve, so in your case, it's more of on a physical basis, but let's talk about other components.
Where it could be any of your spirits, like spiritual. I was just thinking about how I practice my spiritual component, and there's something I could actually do to practice because I'm a teacher, a Sunday school teacher. So like I practice that. The more I practice, the more I teach, the more it gets, I get better and better and better. So like that's something. So practicing yourself or practicing your spiritual component, that's where we actually start from with this. Practicing your spiritual component. I know you, Patrick, you're really good. Getting yourself like dialed in spiritually. What is something that you practice?
Well, spiritually, so I wanted to talk about something physical first.
Yeah, go ahead, okay. Bro. Go ahead.
No,
go
just
ahead.
Because I had this personal experience. So at me today at the gym, so I usually do sets of five sets of 12. But now I wanted to jump it up to 15. But before I went in, I told myself, well, I'll do 12, maybe I'll do 15. I wasn't 100% committed. In other words, it wasn't written down. It wasn't one of my commitments. So it's not part of my plan. So planning comes before your practice. So you have to know exactly what it is you've committed to. And so Equity and I talked about it afterwards of why I didn't do 15. And it was mentally, I hadn't committed to doing 15. That's the plan. It wasn't my plan going in. It was kind of committed in my head, but I wasn't 100% committed. So going back to spiritual, practice, dude, you're calling me out on the spiritual side.
Yeah. So, I mean, something that we like to do is kind of like challenge ourselves or get us uncomfortable is going up and bearing your testimony in front of the entire congregation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, that's something we practice. Practice our bearing our testimony and sharing our experiences and what we believe to know to be true. We practice. We both are Sunday school teachers too. So, we practice teaching. There's a lot of things you practice at church. And I think the best or like the most important thing with spiritual is this practice getting into habits of things that are going to keep you on that spiritual track. It's practice those habits.
Yeah, it's harder to do something over and over again. That's I mean really what it comes down to. And it's harder to burn those neurological pathways into that gray matter in the brain because if you haven't done it on a regular basis, your body, your spirit. Your bank account, whatever it is, isn't accustomed. You're not used to pushing yourself to that extent. So I want to talk about the consistency rule. You heard about the 100 hour in a year rule, Kenny?
100 hour, no.
Yeah, so you break it down, it's 18 minutes a day. So whatever discipline you're trying to achieve, if you, the rule of 100, apparently there's a study somewhere out there, I don't know, you can go look it up. Mm. And the study says that if you apply yourself 100, it's 100 hours a year. So that break that down to on a daily basis, 18 minutes a day. And you'll be better than over 90%. Let me see my notes. 95% of the world, apparently, if you commit to 18 minutes a day. So, I mean, I would have to say, what can you say you're 95 or 90% better than the rest of the world, Kenny?
I don't know, man. Probably a lot of things and a lot of things that I'm...
In other words, what have you been doing consistently
working
for the
out,
last year?
Getting fit, working out.
There you go, bro. So it shows. It shows, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not
yeah,
a...
Being super consistent with that.
Yeah. So I mean, that's one of your strengths. That takes me to another thing. When it comes to your skills, invest in your strengths. Remember we talked about this? When it comes to your qualities, invest in your weaknesses.
Oh, yeah. Skills, invest in strength. Qualities, invest in weaknesses.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you could dive in a little bit of qualities, invest in weaknesses. I mean, do you have an example of that?
Examples of...
Qualities.
Qualities?
Like investing like qualities in your weaknesses.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Holy I mean, this, this...
Let me... Hang on. Let me bust this out.
Getting fit wasn't a... Wasn't always a strength for me, man. There's days I had to force myself to go to the gym, to even go to the gym four times in a month.
So this is something real simple. This is my mission journal. I want to share something personal here. So if you look at the beginning of how I wrote, this is how I wrote before. So that's chicken scratch. So what I did, I'm going all the way back to my mission, bro. Eventually I learned how to write in cursive.
Cursive, yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
So that's something that I had to deliberately... put a practice on a daily basis to become better at. So that's something simple. I mean, something, you know.
Yeah, think about weaknesses that you have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, well, my abs are pretty weak, so I'm trying to start working
on
my abs.
No, dude, 100%. No. My abs and my hamstrings are like the weakest part of my muscle groups. So now, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to even train them. Like, screw it. You know, I'm just going to work out and get fit without them. But you know what? Eventually, I'm just like, you know what? Like, let me just start training them. Because by the second set of either my abs or my hamstrings, I'd start cramping up. And I'm like, I'm like already depleted. And like, I'm like, you know, this is stupid. Like doing one set, two sets every time I work it out. This is don't do them. No, you continue to do it. So what I would do on my abs, I hit the second set. I'm already starting to cramp up in my abs. I'm like, oh, freak. I stop. I go and stretch my abs for a few minutes. And I go do another ab workout. I go do leg raises. So I just do another ab workout that's going to stimulate my abs in another way. Then I'm able to get, you know, 2-3 more sets in. So now, you know, I'm doing 5 sets every time I work on my abs. So I'm doing 5 sets a week. I started really focusing on it. Now I can go for infinite, man. I can just go until my abs are just tired, not freaking cramping.
Bro, so you're right on. You're right. And it's, and I think part of it is because you committed yourself to competing.
Yeah, but my abs were like weak beef like a year ago. And I told myself I was never going to compete. I wasn't going to compete. But I still didn't want my abs to be freaking cramping. Like, that's heck out of shape, man.
Right.
You know, so, but I was doing 3 times a week. Remember, like, a couple months ago, I was just like, just really, really well for doing abs 3 times a week. And I was just crushing it.
Yeah.
Now I'm back to once.
I'm back to 3, bro. I actually stepped it up.
Tomorrow? You doing abs tomorrow?
No, I did it today.
Damn, today. Man. Tomorrow's my ab day.
Abs and cardio today.
Yep,
so break down your goal into a repetitive component. That's really what it comes down to. You can do on a daily basis. So I want to talk about this, the compounding time. Think about if you do something consistently on a daily basis, like growing a plant, daily growth, it's not seen until over time. So that's why when you're writing things down, right, that's the recorded component of ACMRSPs, as we talked about earlier. When you're writing that down, this is where you get a chance to look back on and look at where you can improve, and you actually have quantitative data you can look back on and see where you can improve on in the different 5 components of your life. The other thing I want to talk about, Kenny, was when you're doing that on a daily basis, what it does is it gets you into your flow, state of flow. It changes your mind from an instinctive mind to a reactive mind, and that's where we're talking about when something you're more accustomed. You're putting your body, you know, on a physical on the physical aspect. If you're putting your body through something repetitively over time, your body adapts to it. So that's homeostasis. It's constantly trying to adapt, become your body's trying to adapt and be comfortable. Right, it's constantly trying to find comfort. So if you put it through discomfort, hormetic stress, controlled stress on a daily basis, your body slowly adapts. You want adaptation to happen. You want to become better, and that's why you're doing the daily practicing of whatever it is you're trying to get better at. So it really is this the stimulus response and training your brain to be responsive in those parts, those areas of your life.
Yep. And I kind of like, if we're jumping into next principle is a psychological, there's a few things I actually was able to practice over the last couple years where I just don't do anymore. And if I do it, I'm able to really like just catch myself. Psychological, it has to do with your brain, the way you think, the way you, if you're learning, you know, if you're happy, all emotions, all of that is psychological. So for me, I really just don't, unless it's a fact. Even if it's a fact, I still don't do it. First of all, I don't call people idiots. I don't call people stupid. I don't say the word retarded. I don't say any of that stuff. I don't even play around and say, oh, I'm stupid, or oh, yeah, I'm a dummy, or blah, blah, blah. I shouldn't even be saying that right now, explaining it to you guys, but I'm just trying to teach right now. I'm trying to explain something, right?
Yeah. You got to pass, bro.
You're right. Yeah, because your brain and your emotions, they don't know, like, you say the word idiot. There's an energy that comes with that word, and it's not a good energy. So like, even if you're just playing around with yourself, calling yourself an idiot because you did something kind of stupid or whatever, like your brain doesn't know if you're just playing. It knows that you just said that word. You know, anyway, so that's something I've been practicing, and to not be negative and to just be positive. But dude, like, I'm in business, like, everybody's life's hard. So there's days where you just have a bad day. But if I'm like more negative that day, I even tell my wife, I'm like, man, I'm being super negative today, man. Like, oh, I need to freaking stop. Just call me out if I say anything negative, because I just don't want to do that. But there's a difference between like saying anything negative and like arguing with somebody or like your spouse or something like that. Like, you know, you're going to argue, like, whatever, you know, but just like consistently in your day, like, just complaining about traffic, complaining about this person, complaining about the line at the grocery store, complaining about the... Don't do it. You know, that I practice that. And then now something I need to get better at is actually affirming things. Like, lately, like the last month or so, I've been practicing on gratitude. Every single day I've been practicing gratitude without fail. And dude, like, I'm so grateful, more grateful in my life. I see the small things, I see the big things, I see the things that are to come, the things that I've been through. Like, I'm able to really be more grateful. And I practice that. I practice that mental, that thought process of being grateful, being or practicing gratitude. I've been doing that lately, and that's really been working for me. But for real, just like not being negative or complaining and all that.
Yeah, I love that, bro. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So that's psychological for me.
It's a spiritual habit. So what you're training your spirit to know what to expect, the expectations. And you do that physically, you do that, you know, in your relationships, you know, what are the expectations? And you're the one that's setting them. So
you you're getting on books too, man. Like, you got a book that you're reading too. What is it called?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, the Mindful Athlete.
Yeah, the Mindful Athlete. George Mumford, yeah. That stuff too. Like, you're always learning, you're always trying to like educate yourself, like psychologically, you're always trying to improve. That's something I'm trying to get better at.
Autodidact. Yeah, yeah. Self-taught. I love, and that's the thing, is the world is your school.
No,
is your 100%. Campus, right? I think that's what it says down at BYU. I think I stole that, but
especially with all this technology, man.
But it really is. It really is. No, you should be so what it is, you're having controlled stress. It's kind of like a rubber band, right? You're pulling it back, but if you pull it back too hard, then it's going to cause injury, right? So same thing physically. If you go and you work out a little too hard without any type of preparation, and it's not part of your dailies, not part of your consistent flow of what you've been doing, you're going to get injured.
Yeah.
Right? No doubt. So, and same thing with the other components of your life. So, yeah.
We're moving into what's the next principle? Relationships. Relationships.
Yeah, relationships.
Yeah, practicing that. I always, lately, since I got into a new gym, I got into a new path down fitness, prepping for my show. So from now until April, anybody that I come in a relationship with in that path that kind of fits in that, within my goals and how I view life, I'm constantly doing things to build new relationships now in the fitness world. Because I'm literally a ghost, right? I'm a ghost in a lot of things. I'm a ghost in business. I'm a ghost in fitness. I'm a ghost in social media. No one really knows who I am at all. I mean, some important people do, which is cool, you know, but the things I don't really care. So building these relationships, I'm on a path right now where I actually am building relationships. And I get to practice that every single week. I get to practice making people, these new people I'm around, I get to practice making them smile, making them laugh. Making them feel good about themselves, getting to know them, talking to this person, that person, that person, that person, you know, and be like, all right, cool. Like, just really just honing in on these new relationships that I've been building, that I've been trying to build over the last month or so. Like, going down the fitness route, making sure I just have a good circle of fitness people that I'm surrounding myself with. But typically, like, practicing, like, my current relationships, I just make sure I'm always serving people that I'm close with. And just practicing being a good friend, a good connection. But right now, I'm legitimately practicing getting new relationships and forming new just relationships right now.
Yeah,
started about a little less than a month ago.
Yeah, I love that, bro. I love the relationship component of our life, because we all believe we're an island unto ourselves, right? So when we start to check in with others, people start to recognize. I call it checking in. Check in with others, and that's what builds a relationship. So if you're practicing constant communication and checking in with that loved one or whoever it is you're trying to create a strong relationship with, that it, your relationship is only as strong as how many times you check in, right? So if you're not checking in, this relationship's probably not that important to you. Or maybe
something. Yeah, it reminds me of checking with somebody right now. I haven't checked in with them. It's an important relationship to me. I haven't checked in with them.
Boom, so. Right there. There you go. There we go. So that's applicable right there. So while you're doing that, Kenny, I want to talk about how it becomes the familiar to your body, to your mind, to your spirit of who you are. Whatever it is you're trying to achieve, you're doing small, simple steps that you're slowly becoming closer and that becoming a reality of whatever it is you're trying to achieve. So you first, your mind has to believe whatever it is you're trying to achieve, and then you see it come to fruition throughout your life. But you don't see it until you start to practice that. And until you practice it and you believe it in your mind, then you see the reality of what comes to fruition. I like the quote of Bruce Lee. I fear not the man who's practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who's practiced one kick 10,000 times. So whatever it is you're trying
practice.
To get. Yeah, exactly.
Perfect practice, man.
Yeah. I like Eric Thomas, E.T.
Oh, Eric Thomas.
Yeah, he said practice don't make, what's it?
Perfect.
Perfect. Practice make permanence. That's what he says. Practice
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so shout out to E.T., Eric Thomas. So consistency. So whatever you're doing on a consistent basis, that's really who you become. Those are your habits. Habits make us, habits break us. So whatever it is you're doing on a daily basis, then that defines who you are. I mean, if that's what you believe, you're living your beliefs on a daily basis. So dailies are important, practicing what you believe. And that's really what it comes down to when it comes to practices, Kenny.
Yeah, man, practice resources. How do you practice getting money?
Yeah.
Actually, you can practice your spending habits. It's hard. Like I like to spend a lot of money, man. Like, it's kind of stupid sometimes. You know, so I'm really trying to practice like saving more than I spend, saving more than I spend. So I have like, you know, a lot more money and stuff like that. But sometimes it can get tough. So I'm really trying to just focus on that. So like I have a weakness, and a weakness is like spending a lot of money. All right. So I mean,
someone once said you can't spend yourself rich. I don't know who that person was, but anyways.
With my business. Practicing with like business or work, like you're gonna fail. Like, I mean, even if you have like a job or 9 to 5, if you're in a good position right now with your job, how many times have you been said no to? How many jobs have you actually applied to get to where you're at now? You know, or how many times have you had to deal with rejection or improvement? Because I know in any company, you have annual evaluations, you get raises and all that stuff. You know, you gotta continue to practice and do good performance.
Yeah, you have to implement the plan that whoever it is that the CFO, whoever it is, has come up with the right numbers, then you have to actually implement it.
Exactly. So with me, even like
practice it.
I've been in that situation multiple times, right? Years ago, when I was actually working for companies, I remember at one point I was trying to get an account executive position or an enterprise account executive position. So I would sell to like huge companies, like 1,000 employees. And I was just like, dang, I applied for 50 positions, man, 50. And I said no to positions they're offering me. They said no to me. I've interviewed multiple times. I finally got the enterprise account executive position I was looking for. And it took me a long time to do it. But I was able to do it, right? So it's like, keep practicing and trying to, and just have that goal in mind or what you actually want to achieve. And don't quit. If you quit, you're not gonna achieve it. I posted something the other day. I was like, if you start January 1st, you're going to fail. If you start now, you'll hit your goals. So start now. Make sure you start now. But like, if you, a lot of people that they start something on January 1st, most of them fail. Not saying that if you're a failure or as a fail is a drastic like, oh, I didn't do it, or I give up. It doesn't happen like that. It just happens by you suddenly not doing it anymore, and then you just don't do it.
Yeah.
It happens slowly, creeps in.
I wanted to talk about the linguistics involved, the language, the word, the context of practicing. If you look at a law practice, you can have so there's different types of practicing, right? Mm-hmm. And so what are they doing in a law office? They're practicing law. You go to a chiropractor or to a doctor, they're practicing, hopefully their gift, right? So, and so same applies to us. We should also be practicing our gifts, our talents, whatever it is we're good at. We talked about your skills to invest in your strengths, and when it comes to your qualities, invest in your weaknesses. So what it is you're trying to achieve, that's what you want to focus on.
It's 100% medical practice. I remember that. I forgot who told that to me. Doctors and hospitals,
they're practicing.
Justin taught me that crap.
They're practicing. How else do you learn, right? So think of yourself mentally. That's what you're doing. If you're trying to become a bodybuilder or whatever it is you're doing, that's what you're doing on a daily basis. That's what your practice is. If you're trying to become a millionaire, billionaire, whatever it is, that's what you're practicing on a daily basis. But don't get it twisted. You have to practice what you preach, right? Even when it comes to that. So practicing. And it gets repetitive and it gets a little crazy, but that's the way it needs to be in order to burn those repetitive expectations into your mind, psychologically, into your conscious and subconscious mind. So we're doing all this consciously, and you're affecting your subconscious mind. That's one of the most important components of all of this, or understandings of how this works and why you're doing this, is do it and do it over and over and over until you become obsessed with it. So I think that about wraps it up, Kenny.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and redundancy is not an easy thing, right? Practicing and getting good at something is not easy. It's hard. But if you want your life to be easy, you want an easy route, you probably shouldn't listen to this podcast. Right. So, to be totally honest with you, man, things we're talking about, it's kind of tough, you know? So just get out of your box and make yourself uncomfortable and start. Yeah. So, but next week we'll be talking about, or next podcast, I say next week, but I'm like, do we sometimes drop two of these in a week, three of these? next podcast, we'll be talking about the last principle of AC Mars Suites, which is shared.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing now. We'll dive into it.
Shared. We love it.
Boom, we're out.